Section 6. Running out of white space. Have you ever seen the videotape of the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan? It's the afternoon of March 30th, 1981. Reagan has just given a speech at the Washington Hilton Hotel and is walking out a side door toward his limousine. He waves to the crowd. Voices cry out, "President Reagan! President Reagan!" Then a young man named John Hinckley lunges forward with a .22 caliber pistol in his hand and fires 6 bullets at Reagan's entourage at point-blank range before being wrestled to the ground. One of the bullets hits Reagan's press secretary, James Brady, in the head. A second bullet hits a police officer, Thomas Delahanty, in the back. A third hits Secret Service agent Timothy McCarthy in the chest, and a fourth ricochets off the limousine and pierces Reagan's lung, missing his heart by inches. The puzzle of the Hinckley shooting, of course, is how he managed to get at Reagan so easily. Presidents are surrounded by bodyguards, and bodyguards are supposed to be on the lookout for people like John Hinckley, the kind of people who typically stand outside a hotel on a cold spring day waiting for a glimpse of their president, are well-wishers, and the job of the bodyguard is to scan the crowd and look for the person who doesn't fit, the one who doesn't wish well at all. Part of what bodyguards have to do is read faces. They have to mind-read. So why didn't they read Hinckley's mind? The answer is obvious if you watch the video, and it's the second critical cause of mind blindness. There is no time. Gavin De Becker, who runs a security firm in Los Angeles and is the author of the book The Gift of Fear, says that the central fact in protection is the amount of white space, which is what he calls the distance between the target and any potential assailant. The more white space there is, the more time the bodyguard has to react. And the more time the bodyguard has, the better his ability to read the mind of any potential assailant. But in the Hinckley shooting, there was no white space. Hinckley was in a knot of reporters who were standing within a few feet of the president. The Secret Service agents became aware of him only when he started firing. From the first instant when Reagan's bodyguard realized that an attack was underway, what is known in the security business as the moment of recognition, to the point when no further harm was done, was 1.8 seconds. The Reagan attack involves heroic reactions by several people, De Becker says. Nonetheless, every round was still discharged by Hinckley. In other words, those reactions didn't make one single difference because he was too close. In the videotape, you see one bodyguard. He gets a machine gun out of his briefcase and stands there. Another has his gun out, too. What are they going to shoot at? It's over. In those 1.8 seconds, all the bodyguards could do was fall back on their most primitive, automatic, and, in this case, useless impulse to draw their weapons. They had no chance at all to understand or anticipate what was happening. When you remove time, De Becker says, you are subject to the lowest quality intuitive reaction. We don't often think about the role of time in life or death situations, perhaps because Hollywood has distorted our sense of what happens in a violent encounter. In the movies, gun battles are drawn-out affairs, where one cop has time to whisper dramatically to his partner, and the villain has time to call out a challenge. And the gunfight builds slowly to a devastating conclusion. Just telling the story of a gun battle makes what happened seem to have taken much longer than it did. Listen to De Becker describe the attempted assassination a few years ago of the president of South Korea. The assassin stands up and he shoots himself in the leg. That's how it starts. He's nervous out of his mind. Then he shoots at the president and he misses. Instead, he hits the president's wife in the head, kills the wife. The bodyguard gets up and shoots back. He misses. He hits an 8-year-old boy. It was a screw-up on all sides. Everything went wrong. How long do you think that whole sequence took? 15 seconds? 20 seconds? No, 3.5 seconds.